Hey, Dish and Days fans, it's Sunday, which means it's time to give you a full recap of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives. And look who's joining us, Glozell. Tuning in now.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Why, hello, all of you AfterBuzz TV Dish and Days fans. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days, where we give you a full recap of this week's episodes of NBC's number one hit soap opera, Days of Our Lives. I'm your host, Tony Moore, and I am joined by a gaggle of gals. First off, instead of starting to our far, far left, we're going to start right here next to me. We have the YouTube sensation, the glamour, the beauty, the hilarious Glozell.
Hello, this is Glozell. Is you okay? Is you good? Because I want to know. I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to get into this. Ooh, the show is juicy.
It is. It's real juicy.
Hi, Bill Hayes.
And now to my far left, we have...
It's me, Michael Mattis. The Michael Mattis.
The Michael Mattis. The Michael Mattis. And of course we have...
Hi everyone, Tammy Gouveia.
Did you forget your name for a second?
Are you sure?
She's like, wait, yeah.
It's his multiple personality story.
Oh, that's what it is.
Sure.
So you didn't know who was going to come out.
Yeah, she was Tamigale.
Sure. Tammy with an I or a Y?
With an M-M-I or an M-M-Y.
Or it could be M-M-I-E.
M-M-I-E.
Or it could be Tamara.
Oh.
Thank you. That's the wig name.
That's a good... Okay. Hair flip. And if you're tuning in live, thank you so much for tuning in. And make sure you like us and follow us on social media. On Facebook and Instagram, we are Dish and Days. And on Twitter, we are _ Dish and Days. The @ is implied. And don't forget, after our show, make sure you watch the rest of the soap block. We have the GH Report and Restless Wrap Up. So if you're a fan of soaps, make sure you tune into them as well. Before we get into all of this, what did you guys think of this week of Days?
It was very compelling. Mm-hmm. Very compelling.
So good. Mm-hmm. Bill Hayes was not on that.
It was like a good mixture. It so, was a great...
He was the spirit.
So I was like...
I felt him at Doug's.
She wishes she felt him at Doug's. Anyway. Yes. No, I felt it was a good week. Like, there was some humor. There was some drama. Mm-hmm. There was some suspense. It was all... There was perfect combo. Yeah.
Surprise perfect. Visitors yes. popping up.
Yes. I was just going to say good those returned. Gasp moments.
Yeah. Yeah.
My gasp moment, my first one, was when they revealed that Dr. Laura had duct taped the hell out of that door.
Oh my God.
I was like, what?
Why did she have that
She's
in
like,
her?
I took care of that. I'm like, wait, did I miss something? And then they showed the door. I was like, that is
Like, I'm sorry, if you've ever worked with duct tape, you know you can't just
no
and help. That's like
yeah, she had a whole team
that takes
of
a while
crazies to help yeah. with that.
Well, speaking of crazies, let's get all into the craziness that's happened this week. It's now time to start
Dishing Days.
Glozell, will you do the honors of turning over our hourglass?
First of all, I'd like to thank God and my mom for this opportunity.
Yes.
All right. The first time is always the best.
Yes. Nasty.
But true.
All right, so let's start with, I think, the best part of the week. I label them the bunker ladies.
Oh,
bunker
ladies,
Vivian and Marlena.
Bunker
slowly
drama.
Getting drunk.
Yeah.
Not slowly.
They were like just chugging.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
First of all, I was happy to see that they each had their own bottle.
Yeah.
So
well,
they had a box.
They
probably had more. They
well,
like yeah.
Maybe that's what it was because I think Vivian had like smashed into it and then found it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, what kind of party is Gabigail, Dr. Laura, and all the people having down here in this? In the tunnels.
And I love that they're like, oh, we're going to get some air. And they go through all this, and then it's just a brick wall.
The brick wall.
You didn't see that all that time. And
yeah,
all
no.
Of a sudden, like,
But I love the cattiness where they all brought up all of their situations.
And I was not expecting that. I wasn't expecting them to go down. I mean, memory lane maybe, but yeah. not the way they did. Yeah. Like, with literally the flashbacks.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
was great. They were together, working together forever.
It was
forever.
Embarrassing because I was at work watching the episode in a corner in the lobby laughing out loud.
Me too.
Like, on your phone, like in the corner. Like,
exactly.
My favorite was when Vivian was like, "It's not like I can say the devil made me do it." Right, Marlena? I died. I was like, and I rewinded it like 3 times.
And then Kate's like, "We never do hear that you story. You never do talk about it.
All the time."
Yeah. And then she talked about it too long, so now we know Marlena is that drunk. Yeah. She just talks and talks and talks and talks.
I was like, I didn't want a dissertation.
Right. And it was so funny because as she kept talking, you kept seeing like Vivian like slumped over. Kate was laying in bed with her feet like going like this. And then it would cut to again, and she's progressively drunk, and they're all just sitting there. And she's like, "Okay, girl, like, whoo, we didn't want to know the whole thing."
No.
They really do need a spinoff.
They do.
Oh!
They need a spinoff.
Extra days.
Yeah. Extra days.
Yeah. Extra days. Yeah.
And it's, and what they do is they always put people in the bunker and just talk.
And it was
good.
So
it's different people every...
Like, yeah, like different characters interacting down in the bunk.
Well,
yeah,
that's the show.
Yeah, that's the show. Okay. Extra days.
Extra days in the bunker.
You go down there in the bunker and you just talk.
You know, with the flashbacks, I was hoping they show Vivian, like, actually burying
somebody. Well, yeah, I was hoping they would... Like,
I was
hoping,
a little bit more.
Like, they showed the possession flashbacks, but I was hoping they would show more of, like, Kate and Vivian, like, rumbling, like, back in the day. Or, like, yeah, Vivian and, like... saying to Carly whatever she would say like when she buried her alive or got
Ron, we want more.
Yeah.
We want more.
My favorite part of it was when Marlena was actually trying to like find common ground between Vivian and Kate.
And she gives up.
And she gave up. She was like, whatever, because they both kept talking over each other. Yeah.
Well, she gave up because they're, I think for the first time we realized they're both similar people.
They are, yeah.
And like they kept saying the same things at the same time. Marlena was like, huh, you guys are doing it.
Right.
You're talking at the same time, saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. And like I was like, they're just alike. That's why they bump heads.
Is this true?
Because they're just alike.
My other part of the, my other favorite part of the bunker was when Hope was giving Vivian mouth to mouth.
I went, okay.
No, but they came back and Vivian woke up and was like, "Don't even think about it." I don't know if you guys saw it. Christian Alfonso like faced the wall and did like the side to the cross.
Yes, I saw it.
Well, Hope
but she did it like several times.
She did it like Hope with two hands. Yeah,
she was like, "I need double the blessings."
She kept
this.
Going. I'm like, "What church is this?"
But even not the church that Bill Hayes goes to.
No, he goes to my church. I spoke to him today. Love you, Bill.
But what I love was Hope's face when they suggested mouth to mouth.
Yes.
So Kate got to work. Paul got working on Kate.
Well,
John
Jones
got to working on Marlena, and Hope was like,
"Oh, she can just die."
She was at "Why me?"
Yeah.
But I think the other two purposely ran to Marlena and avoid Vivian.
But I think it also made sense that John would run to Marlena, Paul would run to Kate, and then poor Hope was just like,
Why me?
Yeah. Who left me with this battle axe?
And then they're all fine, and Marlena goes to work the next day.
Right?
I know. They were all fine. Like,
they were like dying.
5 minutes after, they drank some water, and they were like, no hangover.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
I've had champagne hangovers before. They're awful. Like, I can't go to work the next day. I know. It must have been, really good.
Well, listen, when you've been through what they've been through, I mean, sometimes you just need a good night's rest, and you can... pop right back in the light. You know what I mean? It's not dramatic.
I used to in my 20s, but not now. So I can't relate to
that. Well, they're not in their 20s either.
No.
Well, this is true. Well, listen, I mean, I'm at an age, I still put myself in a food coma.
Oh, eat too much and then you, get the itis. Okay.
It is horrible. Let me tell you, I had one last night. I was like, whew, California Pizza Kitchen knocked me out.
You getting too old for California Pizza
Kitchen. I know.
You're too old for pizza.
And it was something so simple. It was the pesto penne that they have.
Oh, well, it's pasta.
That's heavy. Yeah,
but, and all the bread. And so, like, by the end of it, I was like, ooh, good night. Yes, that was good. But then I leaned over to the left and I was just like.
Drooling time.
And so this was like at 10 o'clock.
So we know how to knock you out. We just put pasta in your drink.
Yep.
There you go.
And done. But I did also like that they all discussed what was happening with Abigail. And they also found out Stefan didn't have anything to do with it. Vivian dropped the bomb that Andre had undercut Kate. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of like... tea being spilt in this bunker.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, kudos to the bunker because that was
really
the truth bunker.
Yeah, we had to get it all out.
Yeah,
and it was all good.
That was amazing. Who's next? Who's gonna go in the bunker next?
Bill.
Just put him in.
Bill and Glozell.
Bill and Glozell.
You gonna pop out of that little hole that they try to be. Is you all right? Is you okay? I need to know.
A little axe pick. There you go. Yes. With his Emmy. Here you go.
Oh well,
that bunker will never be the same.
It will never be the same. Well, speaking of captured people, we now have Chloe.
Oh.
In Mexico City. Along with Teresa.
It's a little odd.
That was strange.
Yeah.
Miguel has to, because we've never seen him, right?
Until
not Miguel.
Or Mateo.
We've never seen Mateo.
We have never seen Mateo.
Right, so we need to, and what's the storyline with Mateo and Teresa?
Teresa, okay, so little
recap, please, because is a voice that amazing?
Yeah. Sure.
It's Chloe's?
Chloe, you drag her to New Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Mateo's little.
Ooh. Yeah. He's obsessive, obviously very possessive. But so what had happened was apparently Teresa and Mateo had dated for some time.
Have we seen this?
No, we didn't
see
it.
No.
This is before. I think
this was when all of a sudden Teresa was exiting the show. And so they created this Mexico storyline.
Oh, right, right. Okay. But before that, we never saw her and Mateo dating.
No. Okay. This is just all of a sudden, boom, backstory, right?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
So Mateo became fixated with Teresa, wanted her back, basically drug her back to, not like actually drug, like, you know, drug, but like drugged her back to Mexico, taking her away from Brady and from Tate.
Right.
And that was how Teresa left.
Yes.
Right.
Cut to Chloe now getting this wonderful opportunity.
Can I interject? Apparently, Mateo and Teresa had scenes before she left. I don't remember them.
Mateo.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I don't know the actor who. I now remember. It was like in Horton Town Square or something like that. Yeah, so we did see Mateo because he was like lurking around.
Okay.
But then we didn't see Mateo anymore. You know how days do. Like somebody's lurking in the bushes.
Yeah, right. I love
and this. Then we, you know.
Okay. We just see a hand.
Yeah. yes. That's right. We did see Mateo before that, you know. So, thank you, fan.
Thank you, fan.
Fanza. There were several that were.
They own it.
They own it. Because, listen.
Goodness.
Because we're a hot mess.
We did see Mateo!
Right. You know me. CPK like knocked Vivian me out, so angry, I can't remember.
Like, Vivian was angry texting Leo. Like, I was like, that's there's no way that was a coherent sentence.
She was like, it was a whole sentence.
I would have done the speak message instead of this thing.
Yeah.
It was but more dramatic.
This was more dramatic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, go ahead with the plan.
I mean, my mom can't text. This chick was texting so quick. I'm like,
anyway, sorry, Tony. Go ahead.
We just got to get the gist. So what was that? Okay, yeah. And so then apparently he saw Chloe somewhere. I want to say Deanna.
Yes.
Mateo. Became fixated with her and like was listening to her music consistently and everything like that. And then that's when he had set the plan to like bring her to Mexico City. But I'm thinking there's something else
happening in that little compound. Yeah.
What?
I don't know what.
Maybe she had a kid while she was gone.
Ooh, not another one.
I don't think she was gone long enough.
Who?
Teresa?
Chloe. Teresa had it. Teresa or Chloe?
Teresa had the baby. Who are you talking about?
I was talking about Chloe, but maybe Teresa did.
I mean, it's possible.
Speculations.
Dun, dun, dun.
So,
maybe. I mean, she's been gone a while, so I think we're going to catch up on like what she's been doing in Mexico City.
Well, we know that what's-his-name's coming back. We don't know when, though, or what he has to do with it.
Who?
Paul? No, not Paul. Xander. We know that he's coming back.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. We talked about it.
Who?
Like a couple shows. Paul, we talked about it on the show
you
a couple weeks ago.
We talked about it a couple of weeks ago.
Anyway.
So you think there's more to Chloe being the new obsession for Mateo? You think there's more?
It's gotta be.
Because
she's not gonna disappear like Teresa did for months on end.
No.
Well,
no.
Nadia's not going to disappear.
Well, I mean, obviously not because they moved the storyline to Mexico. I think we're going to, like, see
what's happening.
What's been happening with Teresa, and Chloe's now a part of that.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was just week one. Episode one. They got caught up. Oh. Chloe is the tea spiller of Salem. I told y'all this a long time. I remember saying that. I told y'all a long time ago, Chloe is that girlfriend that goes around going, oh, you didn't know that? Right. That. And so while she's in Mexico City, she's catching Teresa up on what's happening. Oh, Tate is doing lovely.
Really? Yes. Why did she have to go?
Oh, well, no, she tries to she goes so far and then she tries to backtrack. And then she's like, well, I shouldn't say anything. It's like, you already said everything
so
but
sorry.
The name.
Well,
so you're going to have to
spill the rest. Because look, oh, poor Teresa. She's still thinking like, oh my gosh, Brady fell off the wagon because of me. Yes. And Chloe's like, no, girl, it wasn't because of you. He's kind of, and then I think it clicks like, you know, maybe I shouldn't spill this tea to you. And then of course, in true, like, you know, daytime fashion, no, tell me what? And then Chloe's like, okay, it's your sister, girl. Dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. And then you look back at her like, you wanted to know.
You wanted to
know. So you can't be mad.
There you go.
I'm glad they got that out of the way, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad Teresa knows, and now she can turn to Salem and just
blow it
apart.
Yes. Yeah. So this is another interesting twist that has happened with, like, bringing Teresa back and now Chloe and all this kind of stuff. But once again, shout out to the guy who plays Miguel.
Oh.
Well, it only took you 3 or 4 weeks to even notice him on the landscape, which I thought was odd.
because I'm sitting there trying to figure out what's going on. And then there's that moment of like,
oh, there's
who are you?
Wow.
Who are you? What you doing? Okay. I would have went to Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I would have asked questions first. I'd be like, okay. You know what I mean? But then you think like, okay, so Chloe got there. She got knocked out on the plane.
Right.
I would have sat on that plane and been like, I'm not hungry. I'm not thirsty. I'm not nothing. Not falling asleep. Not just the whole time.
And they would have slipped you some pasta.
Right.
And you would have gone to sleep.
You'd be like, how about some pasta? You would have been like, okay.
I would have said, nope. Nope. Not until I see my destination.
Uh-huh. I've seen you hungry. You would not have been able to hold
Chloe out. Chloe was hungry. So
well, listen, hungry. If you see me hungry, Miguel would have gotten knocked out. Just saying.
Wow.
So it's going to be interesting to see
how this play out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be an interesting storyline.
Fun.
Speaking of interesting storylines, we are moving right along here. Mm-hmm. I saved the best for last.
But I do want to say, I'm super psyched that Lucas is not letting this go.
Right.
Oh.
Because it's a common thread. He is going after his woman.
That's right.
You know, John going after his woman.
Yeah.
Love that.
Well,
even
Chloe was like, she had that, I ain't worried, I ain't scared, Lucas is coming for me.
Yes.
And Miguel basically looked at her and said, you want his head on a platter? Because if he gets in the way of my balls, that's how you going to have him. And then that's when you like, shut up, Chloe. But he is very determined. He's like, this letter seems strange.
It. Right.
He's gone to Kate to be like, Kate, did you have something to do with this? And Kate's like, I didn't, but I told you so. You know?
He's strong. It's nice to see Lucas.
Yes.
Well, it's nice to see him, period. Like, it's good to have him on the show again.
Yes.
But yeah, it's good to see him go after his lady.
You think Luke is going to end up in Mexico?
Lucas.
Yes. He has to.
Yes,
Chloe's
he's
not going anywhere.
Right.
As long as she's there.
I thought that's where he was
Unless
heading.
Teresa smuggles her out.
True. I thought when he left
and
the hospital.
Comes to Salem.
That's where he was heading to.
I thought he was
going to be on the first thing smoking.
You're right. To New Mexico.
Yeah. Mexico.
Oh, Mexico.
Mexico City.
Yeah.
Mexico. Like Mexico.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mexico.
Old Mexico.
Yeah. Like the original.
Not the new one.
Not the new one. But the old one.
Right.
Like, not New Testament. Old Testament.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Read Lucas that. Is going to be the next episode. You'll see him.
Just down there.
Not drinking for Cinco de Mayo.
Although he almost had a drink.
He did.
He almost.
Maggie stopped him.
Yes.
I love Maggie. I love it.
Oh, that's not Bill Hayes' wife?
No.
Okay. Let's love Maggie. Oh, Maggie, yeah. Okay.
Maggie, yes.
We can love Maggie, yes.
Maggie's good. Maggie's good people.
Yes, good people.
I can't wait for Bill Hayes to see this.
I send it to him all the time.
All right, so let's move on to the top storylines.
Oh,
so much.
Lord.
So much.
Gabby, Dr. Laura.
With a Y.
Gabby with a Y.
B-B-Y.
Abigail.
How?
And you know, Mark nailed it. He said, this is why I drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were just certain moments on the show where it's like, I can't take this.
Yeah.
Is she only three personalities?
Yes.
That's
but crazy. What I can't, I just, whenever they do the black and white and she's still in that office trying to figure it out, I'm just like,
that's funny.
There's a part where you just want to root for her and be like, Abigail, girl, be strong. Like,
Like, let's figure this out. Let's get out. Like, everybody else is making appearances. Gabby out there. Dr. Laura out there. Girl, come on. Come on, girl. Come
take
on.
Take the glasses off.
Take the wig off.
And be you. But
what she did during that phone call.
For a half a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then.
She needed Chad.
Dr. Laura. Was
I liked seeing how it kind of played out and everybody figuring it out.
Like,
and,
oh, she's crazy.
Well, yeah. And I don't know. I enjoyed D-I-D. The week. Everybody figuring it out. And then when she had the phone call with Stefan and Abigail came out and was like, it's Abigail, you son of a bitch. And I was like, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed seeing how it played out to the very end where she finally came out with Chad.
I loved the interactions that each personality had with everyone else. Yeah. Like Gabby,
with the Y.
Yeah.
She was like having nothing. She was like, I love Stefan, you ain't my mama. And like, she was all that.
And the Uncle Stevie Wonder.
Uncle Stevie Wonder.
Dead.
Who writes this? I love you.
Poor Steve just showing up with his cape. I'm like, poor Stephen Nichols. Like, that's what he's been reduced to.
She was like, we would have been fine if Uncle Stevie Wonder didn't have. And I was like, shut up.
That poor guy.
I know.
But he's still a hero. He's still kicking butt.
He kept her there. He's the one that kept her there.
I can smell you. Yeah. I know it's you, Abigail. I can smell it. Yeah. I know it's not a nurse.
I think the last time we were here and he walked in and was like, Abigail? And we were all thinking like, of course the blind guy is going to go find Abigail. Lord Jesus, help us all.
Because they all smell the same.
All three of them smell the same. Dr. Laura has a bit of sassiness in her too, because the way she was with Marlena.
Yeah. Yes, because she's like, I'm a doctor too, basically.
Yeah.
You call yourself a psychiatrist?
Well, then you should know.
Oh, she was just sassy McSassy.
I love the glasses. It's just always
fun. I know.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, she's super smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when John got in her face, Dr. Laura was...
Right.
It shook her up a little bit.
But I love all those interactions, and
I liked Mama Bear Jennifer with Stefan.
With Stefan.
Jennifer when she or Melissa Reese when she gets the material where she can really be like really what's the word? Like intense like mm-hmm. that. It's mm-hmm. I think that's her best stuff.
Yeah. I wanted someone to yell at Stefan. Yeah. I wanted someone to just. I don't care what condition he's in.
And they kind of had to drag her out.
And I'm so happy with Jennifer.
But I still don't know how Chad beat up Stefan. Like he's so much. He's bigger.
Well, poor Stefan was.
He was just in the bed and then got vulnerable.
I mean,
he was in that moment of afterwards where you're kind of like.
And he got toe up because I'm like, look, he works out.
If you notice though. Sometimes it only takes that one punch.
That one solid hit.
And
then
Chad did that.
Chad had the rage. He was just like, bing, bing,
I'm out.
Yeah.
TKO. You know? Just TKO with
up.
Just in bed sheets. Yeah. Yeah. And all he can say in the hospital bed is...
I'm like... So, kudos to the makeup people. Because he looks messy.
Yeah, he looks messy. Yeah.
Swollen.
All sweaty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was fabulous.
We're gonna have to give up a prayer request for him.
I mean, lift him up. Lift him up, y'all.
Take him. Go when you go to church next week.
Well, Bill will be there.
Tell Bill to pray for Stefan.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Cool. Print it in the prayer request
box. Yes, I will. Lift up Stefan, please.
But there's so much happening with this storyline, but everyone thinks that Stefan brainwashed Abigail.
But he's in bed with her. Like, he knows that there's a wig, and, like, who does he think he's...
I mean, he still isn't in the right at all. Like, he's still he's still the villain in this situation, but not for the reasons they think.
Right.
And it was tough to see Chad refuse to let that go.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I think...
Because he was holding on to that this was all Stefan's
fault. But I think it's because they went with their theory of Stefan brainwashed Abigail.
Yeah, it's not but like it hasn't happened.
Right, but it wasn't until Kate and Chad talked, and she was like, no.
Yeah.
She has multiple...
DID.
DID. Like all that.
So he didn't know that. Chad did not know that.
No, he didn't know that.
She hid that all this time.
Yeah. No. Well, you know, they was all in the bunker talking about it.
Right.
Now that they out the bunker, now they can catch everyone up. Yeah.
Everyone that found out was thrown in the bunker.
Yeah. Yeah. Including Vivian.
We need a bunker scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody find out everything.
Mm-hmm. And
taped
up.
Mm-hmm.
Taped up. All the exes.
Taped up.
There will not be any air.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kish, 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 kish. Just champagne.
Yeah.
No air, but champagne.
Going back to that, I know I have trouble finding duct tape when I need it. Where did she find it?
She had several rolls, too, because...
Because that wasn't one role.
No.
No, that was not one role.
I'm telling you, she hired a team.
She must have done something.
Yeah.
Maybe she went to like the 99-cent store real quick and got a couple roles.
Well, all three of them did it at the same time. It was three of them.
There
all three personalities.
There you go.
So it's three times.
She got the strength of three people. I see where you're going with that. Mm-hmm, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah.
Okay.
We also saw that Ben is still in her head.
Yes.
Oh, I was not expecting that.
Wasn't expecting that. But
completely freaked out when I saw that. He looks amazing. But
yeah, he looks a bit like he's the kind of crazy you want to, you know.
Right. But
like, well, he's crazy, but he's cute.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Crazy ones are sometimes, you know,
are the best
worth
ones.
It.
Was not
couple
expecting
times.
That.
Couple times.
Oh my
then,
gosh.
Yeah.
He's so scary.
But yeah.
He is.
But he's crazy really good.
The
really
fact that he was like, oh, like I will always be in your head. And I think for,
go ahead.
For a moment, I started thinking like, is he the one that can help Abigail? And I was like,
maybe.
No. It was another mind game.
Because I thought, well, maybe he is there to help her. Come on.
No, it was another
He's
mind
there to
game.
To draw her to the dark side.
And it wasn't until Chad started talking to Abigail.
And like Marlene was saying, you've got to speak to her heart.
Because at first, Chad was about to, like, rough her up.
You cheated on me.
Yeah. He was like, you bring back Abigail. You know? And Dr. Laura was like, you know, making sure her glasses didn't fall off. Yes. She was like, can I talk to you real quick, please? It's like one of those, can I talk to you in the other room? Like, come here.
You're
going
to
mess this all up.
Get you a timeout.
Yeah. And so so then he went back in. And then I love the moment when Abigail was about to give in to Ben. And then it was like, boom. And then that door flung open.
She sauntered out.
And she sauntered. It reminded me of, you remember the scene in Legally Blonde? Right after she won the case. We all sing Legally Blonde, right?
Yeah.
Work with me here. Work with me.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
So she won the case. Warren came back to her and wanted her back.
Yeah.
And she was
and
she was like, no. And when she walked off, the doors opened and it was nothing but light and you just saw that silhouette.
Because when a woman finds herself,
there's
that moment.
Yes. That reminded me of that moment. Go watch that
nothing
scene. You'll see what
stop.
I'm talking about. Yeah. And then, boom, cliffhanger on Friday, Abigail was like, Chad?
And the way she held on to him.
Yeah.
She missed him.
Well, she's missing a lot. She's missing time because them heifers keep, like,
taking over
her.
But can Chad really go, okay, I'm going to just date the one and not the other two when they surface, and even though the other two sleeping with other people, like...
There's a lot
Dr.
going
Laura
on.
Hasn't slept with anybody.
No.
Dr. Laura's kept her legs crossed.
Grass. But the other one.
The other one's kind of a hoe.
Marlena's got to just integrate. Is that the word? She's got to integrate everybody.
Well, it's funny because Dr. Laura keeps saying, you know, she's the gatekeeper. And it's like, oh, I'm trying to protect Abigail.
Right.
And she wanted to flee Salem once she gets out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I'm taking Abigail somewhere else. And I was like, Dr. Laura, you love Abigail too?
Maybe.
Like Dr. Laura is taking her job
seriously.
Seriously, yeah.
She like, listen, I got to protect her.
Right. And so
we about to go.
They're
going to go to Chicago.
Skip town, yeah.
Yeah.
Do
on
you
the run.
Think there will be a scene? Marlena's in the office with Abigail.
Yes, I know.
And then there'll be Gabigail will be there, Laura will be there, and Abigail, like the three
of them.
So
it'll be like a three-way split screen?
You know, and then they'll just integrate, and then, I mean, I wonder how that's going to play out.
I don't know.
That'd be
but that's,
cool.
That seems beautiful.
Right?
And then Marlena gets possessed.
By the husband. And then Kate,
can't get enough.
And then Kate and Vivian slap each other and have an argument.
Exactly,
you know,
right. Exactly,
you know,
right.
All the good things that happen in Salem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to, and that was pretty much it with that storyline.
Yeah.
There was just a lot.
It was a lot. Does Eve
Marcy know
that Brady didn't drink it on purpose?
No, they got the toxicology report back, and the toxicology report said blood alcohol level was zero,
right.
but there was a chemical.
Yeah,
okay,
so
and so then Eve's like, well, you were doing drugs,
right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, she's not off
like
it yet.
She
yeah,
just,
exactly.
She's
finding reasons.
She's protecting her heart.
Yeah. Well, no, she wants to give in. She just don't want to give in, but we're going to get to that in a second. Before we get into that,
let's talk about something fun.
Let's talk
please.
About something fun.
Nice and
exciting.
More fun.
A little, you know.
Okay.
If you want to have some fun, we have a new podcast for you. It's called Conversations with our founder, the lovely Maria Menounos.
Yay.
Cool.
And it's hosted by her and drops every Friday on iTunes. It's free, so you got nothing to lose by trying it.
You got nothing
to
lose.
How much is it? How much is
free.
It?
Oh. It's free. $0.
Free. $0.
$3.99.
Like Brady's blood alcohol content.
Yeah, zero.
Zero. Mm-hmm. So it this podcast features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she's so cute.
Yes. Mm-hmm. From health to wellness, career, relationships, finances, and more.
Meaning if you're in a bunker.
Meaning if you're in a bunker, you know.
She's got tips.
Except I hope the Wi-Fi is good down there. Yeah.
Or how to prevent going into a food coma from pasta at CPK.
From CPK? Yeah. Maybe I'm sure she has an answer for that. Yeah. I'm sure. Yes. Someone slipped
him somewhere.
Miguel was there.
Miguel.
I gave in.
Or yes, Steve.
You woke up
or John, whoever was. Everyone's
Mexico.
Poisoning everybody on that show.
Not New Mexico.
Anyway, Mexico. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos again. For free. Be sure to rate and comment the podcast, and when you do, tell them that we sent you.
Awesome.
Dish and Days.
As
don't tell them
days.
It was anyone else. We sent
Dish
you.
And
we
days.
Dish and Days.
Dish and
Days. So check it out now on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos.
Yay!
This live read brought to you by the kind folks of AfterBuzz TV. Now let's get into some more days. So, Gabby. Oh, Gabby.
Gabby.
With an eye.
With
Gabby,
an eye. With an eye.
I thought she was going to get some friends there in prison, and then they
no.
That went down.
No, that was quick. It escalated quickly.
Well, but here's the interesting thing on how they integrated her storyline with, was he a detective? Detective Raines.
Right.
Or Sergeant Raines, whatever.
They brought that back, yeah.
Yeah, and how, like, it was the girlfriend, mm-hmm. and then the girlfriend, like, you know, beat her up, and everybody was in on it and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, I am watching Set It Off
right.
Salem Edition.
Yeah,
that's how I felt. And and they kind of went over what happened between her and Raines. You guys mm-hmm. remember Raines was the one that was actually over the whole counterfeiting money laundering thing. We thought it was Abe, but Abe mm-hmm. was just playing along in order to find the real person, and it was Raines. And then Raines ended up capturing Gabby, and then that's when Eli shot Raines. Mm-hmm. And then he got in that big of trouble because it was putting Gabby in danger and blah, blah, blah. They went to jail. Well, we didn't know that Raines had a girlfriend that was in on it, too.
And she Now we do.
And she was, and homegirl was like, oh, yeah, I know all about you. I was like, oh, okay. She researched the new inmates. I was like, she one of them chicks. Okay. It's like, who's coming in today?
Googling everybody's number.
Oh, no, but she had it for a different reason. Then all them heifers just jumped Gabby.
Phew.
Yeah, and then she landed in the infirmary.
But they didn't mess up her braids, though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They did not mess up her braids.
They did not. She laid on that thing, bloodied and all, with braids still intact.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
They understand a good braid.
Yeah, but they...
the braid.
They
braid.
They had to take them out, though. Yes. They had to take them out when she got into the infirmary. So that happened.
I'd be so scared if I were her.
She needs to stay in the infirmary.
She used to be like, oh, I still hurt.
That's the safest.
Yeah. See, that's why I always tell people I'm too cute to go to jail. Because I'll find the biggest person. Now I'm like, listen, you can have whatever you want as long as you protect me.
Well, that's good to know.
I'm just saying. But I'm just hoping I don't ever go there. Anywho. So and then Gabby found out everything that's happening mm-hmm. with Abigail,
but she's still in jail
and all that. Yeah.
How long is it gonna take?
I mean,
I feel like they have to wrap this up pretty quickly. Now that everyone knows and they know it was,
it'll probably be the next week or two.
This week.
Well, because I think this week we are gonna find out what actually happened.
With Andre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sorry, that was a little water burp. Sorry, Gorgo. I'm sorry.
Just wipe it off. It's fine.
I'm sorry, Gluck. Mm-hmm. And then speaking of, moving on from Gabby, you just brought up Evan Brady. And we now, and I'm going to include Sierra and Claire in this mm-hmm. too, because they were a part of the voting thing.
Oh, Claire for once did the right thing and
said that she
was behind the.
Do you think she's for real sorry?
Who?
Claire.
No.
Sorry, no.
I think she might be.
No.
I don't buy it. Well, I
do
mean,
you think Sierra?
I guess if she, I don't know, because, you know, if she wasn't sorry, I don't think she would have, on one hand, if she wasn't sorry, she wouldn't have gone and admitted to Eve
that it was just
her. But on the other hand, I'm like, I don't really buy it because she's never been that genuine. She's always been kind of bratty. And
everyone's telling Sierra, "Be the bigger person. Be the bigger person." Do and then you at really the end, think she should be the bigger person?
No,
no.
But I don't
but
think so
I mean, I don't think so. But at the end,
she did. Sierra,
mean girl, by not wanting her to be the bigger person.
You're not being the mean girl, and I don't think she owes Claire anything.
I don't either.
But no. I mean, it is kind of like, oh, I did. It did, you know.
But I like that they brought bigger person. I like that they brought Maggie in to kind of
mediate.
Yes,
he used to be best friends.
Yeah,
and I know.
But I think at this point we need that because they're both being petty labels and they need to like come together. And I like that.
But see, one cheated.
True, but like, okay, so do you keep it going or do you somehow go, all right, let's just end it here. What's happened. It's all going to be fixed. And we'll ensure that you don't look like the bad person so that your career can still flourish.
No, and the whole thing was trying to get the other guy to not like her. I mean, it was layered.
It was layered.
It wasn't just the contest. Like, if you do this, I mean, he just happened to leave his phone. And so, like, no, you need to go down. Stay down.
I like that they're just going to, you know. That Maggie whispered.
I mean, I don't think it's
going to
last long.
Ear.
There'll be something else that'll come along that'll cause a rift. Just like,
yeah, they can't just be best friends.
Maybe.
They tried it once. It didn't work. They'll try it again.
It's not ever gonna
work. Just call me the peacemaker. I like that Maggie tried to come in and be the peacemaker between them gals because they are family.
Yeah,
we are a family.
There's
that's
something
all I can
be said
say.
About that.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah, so now we'll see.
I'll be the new face of
Bella.
Bella.
Yes.
Globella.
Globella.
I like it.
Globella.
I like it. I vote for that. # Globella.
Yeah.
And I do like. Poor Brady. He's having to really, really convince Eve that he didn't drink. He didn't rig the contest. He does love her. And I think now that everyone has kind of, like, you know, Claire came in and said, nope, I did it. Brady didn't do it. The blood alcohol thing and Maggie coming in and, like, everyone, like, talking
She'll
to Eve and saying
him.
Something. I think it's slowly building down that wall so that she can, like, go. And...
Hurry up, girl. He might not want her because it's like, you know what? Why don't you trust me?
Yeah. Well, when Teresa comes back in town.
Well, that's it. She's going to capitulate. She's going to open her heart for a half a second and Teresa will blow in.
Mm-hmm. Hurricane
and then
Teresa.
He's going to make that decision. So are you team Eve or are
I'm
you
team Eve.
Teresa?
Like if we're talking about Brady and Eve or Brady and Teresa, I'm
Brady
and Eve. I don't know.
What do you think?
Honestly, I've never been a big fan of the Teresa character.
No.
As much as I love Jen Lilly,
even though you're going like that.
I love the character. I was just never a team of Teresa and Eric.
Okay.
I was never rooting for them.
So, who are you with Brady?
Eve.
Glow.
I mean, Eric. What? I said Eric. Brady.
Brady, yeah.
Brady and Eve.
Yeah. Who do you like?
I want somebody else, but if I have to go with it,
well, who would be somebody else?
Well, I don't. They got to come up with somebody else.
Like create a whole new character.
Yeah, somebody
for Brady.
Else, somebody fresh.
Okay.
For Teresa.
Well, for Brady.
Oh, for Brady.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm with you with that. Sometimes it's just nice to have just like that. They had that that one girl with Rafe, the Latin girl for a little bit of time. Like that was nice.
Great.
Yes.
She was great.
But I'm team Brady and Eve.
Okay. Well, if it has to be.
Okay, good.
Yeah, if it has to be.
I think we're all on the same page.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so it is
What's
written.
What's our page? Sorry. I was looking at the chat room.
We're all
Brady
in the same.
Bring it back.
Brady and
Eve.
Okay,
good. Okay. Yes.
Woohoo.
All right. So, and lastly, just really quick, Paul caught Kate up with that. He does have info on Vivian and Leo. And then we also saw this week that Leo... you know, still going after whatever the plan is with Vivian, was able to save the day with as
the
Leo
scene,
and
the
Sunny
scenes
was talking.
With Leo and Sunny.
Yeah.
Like, there's just like a...
There's something going... I thought they were going to get together.
Right.
Well, yeah. Well
every
well,
time
he
they're
can't because he's
like,
assistant.
Well, and Greg Rickhart has this charm about him that I haven't seen, like, when I watched him on YNR. He has this, like... suave charm where I'd be
his boyish charm
like Sunny like I give Sunny credit because he's keeping it locked up
right.
I'd just be like okay let's go let's go
but I love Kate's conversation with Paul okay, we need, obviously we need to continue this investigation, mm-hmm. but you need to be more indiscreet.
Well, yeah. Duh.
Yeah. To fix it.
Duh.
Keep it on
I was laughing when she said that.
You can't be all indiscreet talking yes. about, where is he? Where, and you supposed to be in Chai Private Eye?
Yes.
You're not good at being Nancy Drew. Because no. I would have been like, ain't nobody looking for you. I mean, boy, bye. I don't know.
Good old Kate.
Yes, but we'll see how this storyline goes because apparently there is a very strong attraction that Sunny yes. has for Leo. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Leo for Sunny. I think Leo is a part of the plan, but I also think he's falling for Sunny.
A little bit, yeah.
Yes, he's falling for Sunny.
Yeah.
It's more yes. complicated.
I just like that the little gay community is growing in Salem.
I was just like,
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And the focus isn't on the fact that they're gay.
No, it's not.
It's just relationships.
It's right. just they're one of everybody else.
And yeah. it's not just one. I'm like, oh, I think yeah. this might start here too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. yeah. Oh. And then all of a sudden, Maxine's son comes in the mix. I keep trying to throw the writers a bone. Oh. Like write in Maxine's son.
Oh, okay.
And that be see. Me. Right. You know, to come in and really, okay. you know. Because I don't mind.
You're going to make sure that the hair is not thirsty.
I don't mind. Oh, my God, yes. Is okay. it, does it look thirsty?
No,
right
I
now?
Just know we were okay. talking about that.
Yeah,
make sure
I know. I'm going to have, look, when I'm making day's money, right. I can afford
okay.
the right juices and berries.
Okay. I'll get a better weave, too.
Okay. Right now, I'm just okay. going to Sally Beauty Supply and just, you know, on a wing and a prayer.
Not even Namie's, just Sally's.
I'll say friends.
Sally's Beauty Supply. That's it. All right. Well, that All has right. been your week of days.
Wow.
And now it's time for our segments, and we'll start with mine, which is Tony's official Three Snaps Award.
Oh, snap!
All right. So, all right. See, I told you the bells and whistles are coming.
That
you
was.
Just, honey, you just wait. You just wait. Before I do that, hey, Steve, did you get a video from Mark? Okay. Mark, I think, sent it off separately for the quote of the week. All right. Just so you can have that ready, and I'm gonna keep doing my segment. So I have to give the Three Snaps Award to
Bill Hayes.
Even though he was not on this week,
I will accept for him.
Not Bill Hayes. I'm sorry, not Bill Hayes. He wasn't on this week. He wasn't on this week.
Why? His wife was.
Was she?
No, she wasn't.
In the bar with Chloe. Wouldn't she talking
that was last week?
That was last week?
That might have been. Yeah. All right. Whatever. Yeah. None of the okay. Hayes were on this week. But I'm going to have to give a snap each to the Bunker Ladies. Kate,
yes!
Vivian, and Marlena.
That was really good.
That scene was amazing. And I was snapping every which away during that whole time. Yes, I was. Yes, yes, yes. You didn't? Okay.
That was good. It was really good.
So that is Tony's official Three Snaps Award.
No snap!
All right, so now we're going into...
Yeah.
Designer Day. Fashion.
I told you that there's so many bells and whistles to this thing.
So this week was actually, it always comes in Thursday or Friday.
Okay.
I start freaking out by Wednesday because I'm not inspired by anything fashion-wise on the show.
Yeah.
And then Thursday hits and Friday hits. I'm like, oh my God. So it was tough because Eve had that blue dress going on. Mm-hmm. Everyone was like, oh, maybe that'll be the pick. I loved Marlena's pink suit. That whole pink
thing
was fabulous.
Yeah.
But I'm giving it to Lauren. Lauren Coswell, okay.
Mm-hmm. Always brings it though.
Oh my
yes, she
gosh.
Does. Always looks good.
She always looks, so good. Looks good.
This outfit was just perfect. After Bunker, perfect.
After Bunker chic.
After Bunker.
After Bunker chic.
Yes.
So, let me see. We have a floral jacket by Escada. I went on Nordstrom's website and sold out.
Wow.
But if we can see... Oh, well, let's talk about the blouse. So it's just a ruffle. This is
it's
super easy to
blouse,
find.
Kinda.
It's a super mm-hmm. ruffle silk blouse. This was also sold out, but this is something you can find easily
I like
anywhere.
How she had the strings just hanging.
Yes,
though, like,
it's kind of very boho-ish, right?
Just, you know, in case you want to slip into something comfortable.
Exactly. And then I think there's another picture the emphasis. Yes, this jacket. Look at the back of the jacket. Look at the color in the. I just love this jacket so much.
Would you wear this jacket, Glow Glow?
I would wear this jacket.
It's gorgeous.
Because I really like the style of Kate.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Because you can tone it down or you can pump it up, and it's fantastic. This was also sold out.
And age appropriate.
Mm-hmm. And age appropriate. Yeah.
But I feel like many people can wear
it. I think so, right. too.
Or like
that's
many
what I'm
ages.
Saying. Like, it's not. Yeah. Ancient, but it's not ancient. Like you're not trying
not
to be
yeah.
20,
yeah.
but you know, still she has the pop of color in her hair and the pop, and you know, she just keeps it. I like her style always. Yeah.
Beautiful. So it goes to Kate Lauren Coslow.
Yay!
Thank you.
Yay! Excellent choice.
And that has been. Comes up with these crazy things.
Oh, mm-hmm. Tony.
And now it's time for
Caption that. Okay, so this week's photo is of the epic herd shore to shore eye roll of Melinda Trask.
Yes, she
did.
I can't believe you
who,
caught
Laura,
this moment. It's crazy.
Laura Kai, can't remember her last name. The actress that plays Melinda Trask retweeted or reposted the photo. So thank you for that, because I tagged her in it hoping she would. So thank you.
Yay.
And I told her to try to tune in today.
Yes.
But anyway, I love an epic eye roll. I mean, and she just like,
she
you
must have
felt it.
A headache
you
from that.
Felt it.
Yeah.
Like, you
yeah,
watched
it. Because
it
was rolling.
Like, her head must have been hurting.
Yeah.
So I made it photo of the week. She looks a little, everyone was making
possessed
comments. And I was like, oh yeah, she looks a little possessed. However, this week's caption goes to Angel M. Young of Facebook, not of Facebook, but on Facebook. That's where she posted it. Mm-hmm. And it says, you really think you're Hispanic? Really?
Eye roll.
Because, and this goes back to when the Gabby character, Gabby Gale, first came out and mentioned that she was Hispanic.
Right.
And we're all like,
we all saw it. He was like, your ancestry DNA does not include Hispanic.
From Ireland, maybe?
Yeah, although I'm 10% Briton. I'm going to the wedding.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Oh,
gosh.
All right.
Wait, so.
Hashtag goals.
Glozell, if you could give a caption for this photo.
It was like, oh, no, girl.
Like Gabby said something and she was like, oh.
Oh, no, girl. I mean, no.
And
hot
that
mess.
That has been.
I ain't got no more.
You ain't got no more? Oh.
No.
Strike a pose.
Caption that.
Caption that.
And now it's time for.
Dish and Day's Fan of the Week.
Woo! Woo-hoo! That's always fun.
So, fan of the week. This is going to go to Sebastian Demira at Salem Stalker.
Oh my goodness!
Yes, it's a Demira. Tweet. It's a tweet that was sent out. It says Vivian Alamein and Kate Demira hugging. This will go down in Day's history. Iconic.
Yes.
I love it.
I love the fact
so
they realized
gif,
they were like,
oh,
get off me.
This gif is absolutely priceless.
Oh,
yeah. No, this is when they bust.
Look at Marlene, like, come on.
Like, what? Like, oh, when they bust through the...
Yeah. Through the brick wall?
Yeah.
Then they think it's
before
an
they know it's a brick wall.
Before they
yeah.
know it's a brick wall. And she's trying to hug... Oh, no. She's trying to hug Kate and just having nothing.
She's like, oh,
can't
do it.
Just stop touching
ew.
Me.
Ew.
So cooties. Thank you.
This
thank
week
you
was full
moment.
Of giffable moments.
It was.
Oh, my gosh.
Just
that's a good
in the bunker
one. That's
alone.
A good one.
So
yeah.
Thank you, Sebastian Demira at Salem Stuff for being fan of the week.
That name.
Yes. And if you guys have... Oh.
Dish and Day's Fan of the Week.
Woo-hoo!
And if you guys have any favorite gifts of the week, make sure you tweet us so
yeah.
that way, you know,
tweet,
maybe
please.
we'll start
tweet,
a new
tweet.
New segment. All right, and now it's time for some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so last week we weren't here because we were at the Daytime Emmys,
oh,
which we had such an amazing time.
Yeah. I wasn't there. What am I talking about?
Well,
I wasn't either.
Well,
it's fine.
Well, you were at the Creative Emmys at least.
I was. Yeah.
Was but
fun. Bill Hayes
Bill won the Lifetime Achievement Award.
I'm so proud of Bill
and Susan.
Yes, Michael, you want to. give a recap of yes. the other
Well,
winners?
For anyone that didn't hear, I'm sure it's been a week, so everyone heard. But yeah. in case you didn't, Days was the top winner at the Daytime Emmys.
It's
they won
surprising.
Not even they won for Best Show, Outstanding mm-hmm. Drama Series. Mm-hmm. James Reynolds for the first time won Lead Actor. He's been playing Abe for like 30 yes,
at yep. least 100 years.
Yeah. yeah, and so he finally got his award. I mean, Greg Vaughn yeah. got an award for Supporting
so
Actor.
That's mm-hmm. good. That's really Whew. Good.
And then behind the scenes, the writing team and directing team also yes. got trophies. And
Bill Hayes,
Mr. Glozell, Bill yeah! Hayes. And Susan Hayes took home their Lifetime Achievement Award last week. So it was a great year for Days at the Emmys.
It was.
It
and
really
drags
was.
For, congrats for everybody.
Yeah.
To everybody.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, that was a time that people thought that soaps were going away.
Yeah.
And so this is always like, yes, they're yes. here
Well,
to
I remember I remember back in the 90s, Days was always snubbed. Like, Eileen uh-huh. Davidson lost her Emmy when she first playing Susan, Kristen, all those crazy characters.
Yeah.
And it was just like, Days would never get any nominations.
Days was like the Susan Lucci of
yeah.
daytime.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to see that they're finally being appreciated.
Right. It was yeah. interesting. We had a really special moment at the end of the night. We were in the valet outside and we ran into Missy Reeves.
Yes.
And she came over to us and she was shell-shocked.
Yeah.
She says the entire cast, the show, we are shell-shocked. We were yeah. not expecting
right.
any of this.
No.
Obviously so deserved.
Yeah.
We were so
yeah.
thankful.
And they're very yeah. thankful.
But
yes.
she was
yeah.
just
this
so
year
grateful
was,
and
yeah.
so thankful.
I know that Bill
amazing.
Hayes is really thankful. And I was talking
You're
to
as bad
day.
About Bill Hayes as Mark is about Billy
Bill.
Quinn.
Yes.
Oh my lord.
Yes.
His head of hair.
They were just so thankful.
Bill's head of hair yeah. is just
and,
crazy.
And he sings and he's just amazing. I love him.
He's a very talented man. And
yes.
always very nice. Like when I go to the fan events and meet them, they're always so like.
Yes.
Like always a smile on my face, always so cordial and nice. Yeah.
I know you weren't at the actual Daytime Emmys with us.
Why you keep telling, throwing it in his face?
Well,
you weren't there.
I threw it in my own face first.
You did.
You know.
But Tammy, I, Mark, and James Law Jr., we were there.
Awesome.
And I think we had a blast. It was a long day.
was
I was
going
to say, you guys were there all day.
Yeah, we had a blast. And especially when we went to the press room and we were able to see the cast after they won.
Mm-hmm.
And Tammy got a great moment of them coming back after the Emmy win, starting with Ken Corday and then the cast. And
having him be the first one
yeah.
out the gate was just magical.
And we were able to congratulate them and everything.
Yes.
It was great. It was great that, you know, we had that, like, interaction. We had the interaction with Bill Hayes.
Oh, Bill Oh my gosh, that's so funny you mentioned him. Because he is amazing. I love him. He wrote the song Davy Crockett, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I'm just
yes.
throwing that out
so
there.
So talented.
I know all the fun
so talented.
Facts. Yes, he's cute.
So, and if you guys missed any of our Daytime Emmy coverage, make sure you hop on over to AfterBuzz TV's Red Carpets and Junkets.
Amazing
and you'll
interviews.
See all of our interviews posted there. Oh,
so,
can I talk about one of my favorite moments? It's not, well, there's two.
Okay.
One is Days related, one is not Days related.
Okay.
So I'll do the Days non-related first. So I'm a huge fan of The Real.
Oh.
And I've been to the show enough to where the girls recognize me. Yeah. And so I tried to get an interview, but they were being rushed off. But I had this great moment with Tamara. And
so
she
kind.
And she like gave me a hug and she was like, I'm proud of you. I've seen some of your clips and I'm proud of you. Keep it up. And I was just and thankfully Tammy was rolling the camera. Because she thought I was going to get an interview, and so I now have that little clip
Aww.
Of,
that's so sweet.
Of her
something
saying that.
Something you can keep playing
yeah.
every
yeah.
day to keep
yes.
you motivated
it's
and
yes.
inspired.
It's nice when people are kind, you know, because,
yes.
you know, some people you run into and they stink.
And they just,
yeah.
so, main.
Main.
So that is great.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
Then this moment happened, which was amazing.
Bill came up to you?
He did. He did. But this moment... So Eileen Davidson had won her Emmy, and she had came backstage, and her and James Reynolds had ran into each other, and it was like old friends, and they chatted, they hugged, they took a picture together. I got a picture, but unfortunately Eileen's eyes were closed, so I didn't want to post it. But then right after that, I looked at her and I said, congratulations, Eileen. And she looked right at me and said, oh my gosh, thank you. And I was just like... Kristen DeMara, Susan Banks said thank you to me. I've
oh
always been God. Such a huge fan of Eileen as
she
Kristen.
She's great.
So
she's amazing.
That
so
was
good.
That was a great moment for me to be able to have that interaction with her.
That was fantastic.
That is amazing.
So I loved it. I loved it.
She's good. She's really good. And so is Bill.
She's good. And if you've ever like talked to her, she's really like down to earth. She's not like these
even
high
the Real
ego
Housewives,
people.
She's down
yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's
like, that's really her. Like on Real Housewives,
that's her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whole reason why I started watching the Beverly Hills cast again was because Eileen was back on. Yeah. So congratulations to the cast of Days.
Days of Our Lives.
Good year for them.
It was a great night, and I'm just
so
glad that we were there.
Being there.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are part of the daytime Emmys, but it was Days. I think I screamed when they got the award. We were just, when they said Days, I think I screamed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Excellent.
Yes.
I'm proud of you guys.
Bill Hayes.
Bill Hayes.
Yes,
I love him.
And a couple of reminders. If you guys would like to meet your favorite cast members of Days of Our Lives and you are in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, you can do so by attending the Stargazer event hosted by me.
What?
I know, right? I got a gig, girl.
Yeah!
You can also join Eric Martsov, Brian Dottillo, Marcy Miller, Billy Flynn, and Galen Gehring. If you would like to attend, make sure you visit stargazerevent.org and get your tickets today. It will happen on the weekend of June 30th. Woo-hoo. You definitely don't want to miss it.
Excellent. Sounds like fun.
It's a lot of fun. Soap, have you ever been to a soap event?
No.
We'll have to get you to go to one. I got you, Gozelle.
You got me?
I got you.
Okay.
I got you. I can't fly you to Charlotte, but when it's here, I
and
got
I'm
you.
And I'm interested in meeting Brady because I used to be a huge fan of Passions also.
Oh, really? Oh, Eric Martsov?
Yes. So.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay. I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
Okay.
What else we got, Michael?
If you're a fan of Gabby, Camila Banus revealed that she has resigned.
Yes.
As she accidentally typed on Twitter and got, you know,
ouch.
Not heat for it, but I think misunderstood. So she has re-signed with the show for another year, so Gabby is not going anywhere.
Yay.
And we're
she
a fan of hers
no.
here. She's a friend of ours, so
but
we're
Gabby
happy.
With the Y.
Gabby Hernandez. The real Gabby Hernandez.
The one that got jacked up in jail.
Yeah, the one that got set it off in
so
jail.
We're happy to hear that, because I like Camila. She's a sweet girl.
Yes. And make sure you tune in to Kevin Spiritus.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Spiritus' new new web series, After Forever, has launched on Amazon. It's included with anyone that has your Amazon Prime membership, so go check it out.
Yes.
And that is news.
Yes, and that's been your news and gossip, and that's our show.
It's been a very good show.
That's it. Glozell, how do you feel?
I feel great. I'm like, I love this family here. I love talking about Days.
Yes.
It's fun, right?
I really love talking
yeah.
about Bill, who happens to be a part of Days. I've been watching it since I was little, so it's very exciting to know that it's here and it's getting recognized. Mm-hmm. I know what people really know and love and passionate about the show, so that's great.
And unlike people, like I hear people say, oh, soaps are so irrelevant. They're so irrelevant. And I'm like, that's just a buzzword. There's still a market for them.
Yes. They're hardcore fans.
As Camila says, Camila even says, she's lucky to be a part of a thriving medium that has many, many viewers.
And some people are trying to be a part of that medium. Mm-hmm. Hashtag Maxine Sun. Let's make this happen, people. Let's make this happen. Been trying to make this happen for about 3 years now. Make this happen. I haven't given up hope yet.
Hope.
All right. Hope. Hope Brady.
Hope Brady.
Or Black Hope, as James Lott Jr. has been.
All right. He has really never met Christian Alfonso.
He has not met Christian Alfonso, and he still didn't meet Christian Alfonso because she didn't come to the Daytime Emmys. But we are hoping that it happens.
It's got to happen.
Never too late. Before we head out and wrap up, Michael, let the kind folks know where they can find you on the social media.
You can find me on the social medias at Instagram, ML Mattis, and Twitter, ML Mattis 1.
And you can find me on Twitter at Tammy Govea and Facebook and Insta, Tammy Govea Official.
Wow. You
official.
Go, I'm official.
You are official.
Official. Glozell, where can they find you?
Glozell, you can find me on YouTube, Glozell 1.
Bill Hayes' house.
Yeah, Bill Hayes' house. That's right. YouTube, Glozell 1. Instagram, Glozell. Twitter, Glozell. And Facebook, Glozell. So there you go, Glozell.
Glozell. All across the board.
All across the board.
And, of course, you can find Dish and Days on Instagram and Facebook, Dish and Days, and on Twitter, _ Dish and Days, the ad is implied. And you can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you next week for another recap.
Woo!
See you next
time.
Bye.
Bye, Bill. Congratulations.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.